This is the Celebrity Afterlife Report podcast.
Hello, once again, it's your old pal, the Celebrity Medium, back with another edition of the Celebrity Afterlife Report, the only show on the internet or broadcasting or anywhere, really, that gives you the up-to-the-minute gossip about all your favorite-to-see celebrities. Got some good stuff for you this week. Mostly follow-ups on stories we've been following with some twists and turns, as you would expect, because that's the way the afterlife rolls, baby. Did I really just say that's the way the afterlife rolls, baby? Now I'm embarrassed and ashamed of myself, frankly. The last few weeks we've been following the story of Robert Guillaume, an acclaimed actor, probably best known as the star of a show called Benson on TV. Started out as Benson Dubois on a show called Soap, which was a parody of soap operas. Then they spun Benson off into his own show of the same name. That was a big hit, ran for several years. He was also the voice of Rafiki in The Lion King. Now, last week, he was approached by former professional wrestler Gorilla Monsoon, who was the talent coordinator for the Shakespearean Acting Company, owned and operated by Vince McMahon Sr., father of the current chairman of World Wrestling Entertainment. And the company was explained to Guillaume by Monsoon, and he was asked to join it, and from what I was told, he seemed a little skeptical about a Shakespearean acting company where most of the performers are former wrestlers. So he kind of hemmed and hawed, and then Monsoon said, why don't you come see one of our performances, and then you can make up your mind. So I guess, if only to be polite, he said okay. So he had front row seats for their current production of The Taming of the Shrew, and just like most of the critics, he was absolutely blown away by it. Especially by Joni Laura, who was better known as China when she was wrestling. She's playing the female lead in Taming of the Shrew, and she's gotten great reviews because she's a big gal. Not fat, but muscular. So you wouldn't picture her being a female lead in a Shakespearean play, but yet she's doing it, and apparently she's doing it really well. So based on the performance, he told Monsoon, I'm in. He was so surprised by how good it was. He says, I'm in. So they had a welcoming party for him after the show, and everybody was very happy, and it was noted by some people that Joni Laura was absent. But she cited a personal matter, so it probably doesn't really mean anything, you know, not as far as we know anyway. So Robert Guillaume is definitely on board as a Shakespearean actor. He's done it in the past. He's played, I believe, in Othello and other shows, but he will be now working with the former professional wrestlers. I love it when two stories we've been covering come together. When things converge, it just gives me a tingle in my nether regions. Tom Petty and his new band, the Earthshakers, we've been talking about them for several weeks now. He needed a drummer and a bass player, so he lined up John Bonzo Bonham, who was the drummer for Led Zeppelin, and John Entwistle, who of course was the bass player for The Who, and some people have said he was the best bass player ever in rock and roll. So we had heard rumors that Tom wanted maybe one or two more people in the band, but we now know that Tom approached Fats Domino sometime after Fats' arrival ceremony last week about joining the band. The word I'm getting from my afterlife paparazzi sources is that the fat man has politely declined the offer. He said he was very honored to be asked by Petty to join his new band, and he said yes, he was familiar with Tom and his music, and he thought that was wonderful to be asked, but he'd kind of like to explore the next world music scene a bit before he commits to anything. Perfectly understandable. Might mean that he has another offer that he likes better. Might mean exactly what he said. He just wants to see what's out there, you know, so he can make an informed decision. All right, comedian Ralphie May transitioned to the next world, I guess a couple of weeks ago, and he almost immediately got an offer to star in a new sitcom And the original concept was for it to be basically an exaggerated version. That's not that hard a word to say. Get with it, boy. An exaggerated version of his real self. But the producers had an idea that Ralphie did not like. They wanted to have a character resembling Dat Phan. Now, Dat Phan is a Vietnamese-American comedian who came in first during the first season of Last Comic Standing, and Ralphie came in second. Ralphie went on to have a great career, and Dat Phan just kind of disappeared off the comedy radar. And Ralphie said he didn't particularly care for that idea, so no reason to drag Dat Phan into the whole thing, so he talked him out of it. So it has changed somewhat. Now, they had a couple of working titles for it, and I got word about this from one of my sources who is close to the production company. One of the working titles was Come What May, which frankly sucks. That's a stupid title. And another one, which I'm sure was just kind of a joke, was Seinfeld Without Seinfeld. And because apparently that was kind of the original conception for the show. It would be a lot like Seinfeld, but with Ralphie and kind of the Seinfeld place, you know. Well, obviously that wasn't the title they were really going to go with. So they got rid of that. The actual title is going to be Ralphie's Guide to Life. And the way it stands now is his character is going to be a department store worker who wants to be a stand-up comedian. So if I had to guess, I'll guess that he starts out as a department store worker, is kind of frustrated because he wants to be a comedian, he's funny when he's working, and blah, blah, blah. But over time, he becomes a stand-up comedian. That's just my guess. I'm thinking that's what the arc of the show will be. We don't know, but if it follows the pattern of most earthly sitcoms, that's probably how it's going to go. As promised, Next World Feminists are picking the site of Hugh Hefner's upcoming Playboy Club. As you'll remember, I told you, Hugh Hefner was basically just going to start the whole Playboy empire over from scratch. He's going to restart the magazine. He's going to restart the Playboy clubs. He'll probably restart the old TV show Playboy After Dark. Man, if you can find episodes of that on YouTube or anywhere else online, watch them. They're really, like, hilariously campy when you watch them today. They're so silly and corny. But as you expect, the feminists say that the entire Playboy empire was sexist when he was running it on the earthly plane. And that from what Hefner said about the new version, they don't think anything's going to change, and they, as feminists, oppose that. So in response to their protests, Hefner put out a press release that said, Playboy is always celebrating women and their beauty, and you know, the same old crap he was always saying. And I'm not saying it's not true, I'm just saying, you know, what else was he going to say? He also said that the new iteration of the magazine and clubs will continue in the Playboy tradition. It went on to say that Hefner will be personally approaching famous women of history who now reside in the afterlife, and he is going to ask them to pose nude for the magazine. He hinted at particularly wanting Marilyn Monroe. Now, she was in the very first edition of Playboy back in the 50s, and it was a deal where Hugh Hefner bought rights to some photos of Marilyn. And she didn't pose for them thinking they were going to be in a magazine, but he bought the rights, and so he had every right to use them in the magazine. She wasn't crazy about that. So he wants her to pose this time, knowing that she's posing for Playboy. Now, he hasn't approached her about this yet, so there's been no response from Marilyn Monroe. We'll wait and see what happens. This could be interesting. All right, kids. I'm done. I'm going to lock up the Celebrity Afterlife studio for another week, but I will be back next time with another edition of the up-to-the-minute gossip about all your favorite deceased celebrities. In the meantime, you can find the show on the Apple App Store. You can find it in the Google Play Store. You can find it on YouTube. And if you're in the Los Angeles area or the LA Basin, as pretty much nobody ever calls it, you can find it on K-Chung Radio, AM 1630, on Mondays, on a show called Inspirado Projecto Radio. We are proud that they carry that. We thank them every week for it. I think it's so cool. is available to people on the radio. I'll be back next week, as I said, with more of this stuff. I'm the Celebrity Medium. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Celebrity Afterlife Report podcast. To ask a question about your favorite deceased celebrity, call 818-3-MY-DREAM. 818-3-MY-DREAM. 818-369-3732.